Treasurer Jörg Freidenberg announced the COVID disaster payments will stop depending on vaccination rates. When a state or territory in lockdown hit a 70% double-dose vaccination rate, the payment for workers losing work will decrease and will need to apply each week for the payment. But when they hit an 80% double-dose vaccination rate, the COVID payment will not be available. The announcement will affect residents who've lost work because of the lockdowns and vulnerable Australians too. CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service, Dr. Cassandra Goldie, says the government's metric is concerning.
It's unconscionable to use broad vaccination rate data as the trigger for cutting off disaster payments, income support for about 1.7 million people who have lost paid work as a result of restrictions, regardless of whether a lockdown has actually been lifted or whether jobs have come back.
She also says the disaster payment is a better option than JobSeeker, and the government needs to step up to fix the system.
Let's remember that JobSeeker, which is the unemployment payment, is now just $44 per day or $315 per week. The disaster payment was at least more. It was $750 per week. The government has recognised that JobSeeker is not enough for people to survive day to day, week to week, if they've lost a job. This is the time for us to be lifting the adequacy of Social Security, not cutting back those crucial disaster payments at a time when we know many people are going to be affected by unemployment.
The COVID disaster payments were also supporting people on temporary visas and anyone on a low income. But while the world is still facing the pandemic, Dr. Goldie says the payments shouldn't be phased out.
These disaster payments were not covering everybody affected by lockdowns. We've had many people who've been struggling to get by on just $44 per day on JobSeeker. And so we do not know what that future looks like. The government says that it cares about people's mental health. Well, this is a huge mistake. Instead of withdrawing the disaster payments, the government needs to fix Social Security, lift up JobSeeker so that it is adequate for anybody affected by unemployment as we continue to navigate this pandemic.
But not only workers and low-income earners will get affected. The community organisations, which are already at capacity, will be affected too.
Community organisations are very worried about what this will mean, the pressure on food relief, emergency relief, providing mental health support for people is already stretched to the limit. Many community organisations are saying they've never seen the level of human need as has been experienced over these long lockdowns on the eastern seaboard, long queues for people in food bank, people talking about not being able to feed themselves for days. This is the kind of situation entirely avoidable.
And while last year the federal government supported most Australians with JobKeeper, JobSeeker and subsidies, this year will be different. Dr. Goldie says there's a lot of gaps on government support and the federal government needs to prioritise them.
This year, there's been huge glaring gaps in the income support arrangements. Many people on JobSeeker are not getting any additional assistance. Parenting payment recipients, they're also not getting any additional assistance. They're in, severe financial distress, and those extra dollars have not been available to help to keep other people in jobs. And so this is a very unpredictable future we're facing here, and that's why we are urging the federal government to lift the adequacy of JobSeeker, to increase Commonwealth rent assistance, and to invest in the basic economic supports, including social housing. Social housing needs to be the top priority when it comes to infrastructure build.
That was CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service, Dr. Cassandra Goldie.